Welcome to episode 10 of FlameFlash.net's podcast. I'm FlameFlash, and the iPad in the background is making unique sounds. The baby may too. I'm a dad. That's what it's all about. I'm also a gamer dad, so I'm going to get started mentioning a little bit of the play of gaming this last week. Tried out, for instance, the Family Feud downloadable game on the PlayStation Network. Well, wasn't fully impressed by it. Wasn't very impressed by it. The Price is Right also seems to be lacking. I think it's the avatar creation. The fact that you don't get to really have a hefty way to make yourself. You couldn't make yourself. So you were just sitting there with a rather fruity-looking male character for me, and my wife, a heavily Asian character with short hair and brown hair. Just part of a game show game is a customizable enough character that you can feel like you're participating. Control-wise, otherwise, Family Feud, of course. They pull a bunch of people and you make guesses. The controls seemed a little bit awkward. You'd start typing it on the front screen and then be presented with some choices along the top. L1, R1, it's R2, L2, etc. But we'd accidentally hit the wrong one every once in a while. Price is Right was a little bit easier in that regard, and really did feel a bit more like you were playing the game itself, except it was missing that big wheel piece, because, well, I don't know why. Maybe it was because we were only playing two-player? It just, that big wheel piece was missing, which definitely made it cheapen the experience. So we moved on to You Don't Know Jack. I've talked about You Don't Know Jack before, and it's still as fun and entertaining as before, so we'll leave it at that. Sims 3, we also touched on a little bit this last week. Not much more to say about Sims 3. I'm really impressed with everything they've added with Generations. They encourage your teenagers to be a bit more of a hooligan than one might like if you're wanting to play a teen that is a little more friendly or family-focused. But the landmine of whoopee cushions throughout my Sims house will certainly keep them literally hopping out of their chairs for a while at this point. My Raptor record shows that it looks like my oldest son put in Indiana Jones, Lego Indiana Jones, for the Xbox. He's beaten this game, so it's neat to see him going back to it still. Daughter, of course, hasn't, so it was funny watching a few new achievements pop up every once in a while, because she was signed in on her profile, he was signed in on mine, and therefore she was scoring achievements. I'm going to take a little detour here and complain a moment about that darn 360 controller, though. The controllers make the systems. That's why the Wii was so successful. And here we are with the year 2011, and the 360 doesn't have a very good rechargeable controller. Yes, you can go to Walmart or somewhere else and buy the rechargeable power pack, and it comes with a USB connector, cable, etc. Mine died. It didn't last through very many recharges at all. So why spend the extra money on their specialty one? We went back to batteries. Get a battery tester, though. These 360 controllers like to think their batteries are dead, and then they're not. They're about half charged. So something like a flashlight you don't need fully shining, or anything else for that matter, mix the charges, for crying out loud. And your Xbox controller comes back to life. So you really only need to replace one battery, set the other aside, and save it. It'll drain through the other battery, yes, but fortunately now the Xbox 360 is not our primary gaming console. I don't think it ever was, really, but it's even less so now, so fortunately we're not flying through the batteries like we would if, say, we didn't have a recharger for the Wii. Or the PS3, which all the controllers are just straight rechargeable right out the box. It's how you sync the darn controllers to your system, after all, is you plug that little mini USB in there, and bam, you're good to go. One little secret, I don't do it myself, but one little tip I've heard is since the Wii's USB ports don't turn off with the system, you could actually plug your PS3 controllers into the unused USB ports on the Wii, and then you've always got charged PS3 controllers. Not something we've really needed, especially now that we have four controllers, but it is one of those fun little random tips if you're interested. Civ 5 was next on the playlist. I actually scored a Steam achievement in that one, finishing off one of the policy and moving on to the next. It seems a bit easier compared to Civ 4. I don't know if it's because I'm playing on the lowest setting, which is really all I usually do, but my playstyle is make a lot of cities, then make a lot of armies, and then sweep over the continents. And this time, since you can only have one unit per hexagon, as opposed to square like it usually is, you end up with a lot of units all over the place. I think that's what's both extending the length of the game, I haven't beaten one yet, and holding me back from wanting to finish because all the turns are so much longer. I also really miss the Civ 4 religion. The social policies are a nice touch and a good light callback to previous Civ games before Civ 4, but when you add something new like religion, don't take it away the next time around. It was a really good addition. Back to the Future, the game, episode 1. Now this one, the PlayStation Network was recently having a sale. I'm a member of PlayStation Plus, so picked it up. 4 of the 5 episodes are currently out on the PSN. I'm not even sure if the 5th episode is out for the PC yet. Don't really care, I have my subscription on the PS3 at this point. But episode 1 is fantastic. Download the demo of this one. You can get the demo a couple of places. I think Telltale Games is even offering a free episode download for some folks, depending on the platform. Go check out their website to be sure. But I loved it. They take you back to a 1930s Hill Valley. So we're to where Marty's grandfather is rather than father. And I really enjoyed playing through episode 1. And the kids, being familiar with Back to the Future, they enjoyed watching me play through episode 1. We were able to share some of the silly moments and just enjoy. Played through all of episode 1, too. It took about 3 hours playtime, and that is with fatherly interruptions of either, well, needing to hold a baby or change a baby. But Red Flair worked really hard to make sure that I didn't have to do that while I enjoyed my Back to the Future experience, too. So the older two quite enjoyed it, as I said, and it's one I'm looking forward to trying out episode 2 with on this coming weekend. I'm going to skip over World of Warcraft for a moment, because it is showing up next in my Raptor play report, but and go back to Duels of the Planeswalker for Magic the Gathering. Still chugging through this one. I've talked about it before. It's still a very satisfying experience, though, if you play Magic the Gathering, or ever did. I'm playing the original, not 2012. The 2012 game actually just had some Lazy Man unlocks come out in their store. So you can go and buy the deck unlocks. I think that's actually worth it, especially for a working dad. I just don't have the time to invest in the game to unlock every single card of every single deck. And it gives me a way to fully feel out each deck, look at each deck, and decide which one I like, or understand each of them so that I know what I'm facing out on the battlefield. So, last gaming touch would be World of Warcraft. Real ID. If you're not familiar with WoW's Real ID system, it's an interconnectivity chat. So, if you and I are friends, and we have each other's real email addresses, we can plug them into our friends list and be able to chat cross-game. So I could be in World of Warcraft, you could be in StarCraft 2. Or when Diablo 3 comes out, you could be in Diablo 3. It's a great system, though not enough people really use it, I don't think, because there's privacy concerns. Your name on the account is what shows up in your friends list. So if you're not comfortable with flashing your real name out there, like I know I'm not, and a couple of the other friends I have aren't, so we just don't have as full of a one as we could. There is a new feature, though, to encourage people to use it more often. It's going to be pay, I believe, a premium service after they work all the bugs out, but you'll be able to actually cross-server party in World of Warcraft. So what this means is I'm on Zangarmarsh. Well, if I have a friend on Garona, we can now party together. Only one of us needs to have the premium service, but that's kind of the catch-22. Do you depend on your friend to have the premium service, or do you buy the premium service? I think they're going to get bit in the butt on this one. I hope that they simply add this to the WoW Auction House remote, which also gives you guild chat access, auction house access from your mobile phone, and finally adds enough value that I might actually get it. Don't know if I will for sure, but it certainly makes it much more tempting if it has this extra in-game bonus, because otherwise it's all out-of-game bonus. Think about it, Blizzard. Ah! I'm glad I made note. I tried out the Catherine demo from the PSN. Now, this thing got a 9 on IGN, so an almost perfect score. I just couldn't buy into it. I don't know if it's a huge disservice on the part of the demo maker or what. It just, I didn't really enjoy it. So I guess we'll see. Probably, maybe I'll redbox it, but probably not. I think I got as much of a taste as I really need. Parenting wise, I'm a pushover. Saturday, well, I was going to try to catch up on blogging, which I think I fortunately did. Lots of pics of the family and kids, and just updating family on what we've been up to on the blog now, flameflash.net. And though in the middle of that, a neighborhood friend came by and knocked on the door and asked if our kids could come out and play, and I said yes. It was bothersomely warm out there. Not as warm as it's been the last couple of days. We're looking at a heat index of around 102 for most of them, I believe. Youngling is getting restless if I happen to get interrupted by a scream. I think she's being burped at the moment. But they played. More kids came out because there was an adult out, which drives us nuts. We are not free babysitters, people. Watch your own kids. Fortunately, it was time for lunch shortly after that, so we went back inside. As far as other news out there goes, there's a... Well, locally, personally, I have a clip on flameflash.net of a the back parking lot flooding at work. It's kind of a funny thing to think about, your parking lot flooding during a rain. Not something you want to experience, but it was certainly something minorly entertaining to watch and break up your busy day. And yes, this is me loopholing around my no work policy rule. I'm talking about weather. Take that. So, I mentioned on the blog a little while ago, before I started podcasting, how they have canceled Mobile Me. And you can hear the youngling possibly in the background. I think she'll be okay. Red Flair's working hard with her. But they've canceled Mobile Me, the system I use to host flameflash.net. But they updated the program I use, iWeb. So my hope is this is an indication from Apple to say, yes, keep your iWeb. Don't move elsewhere. We will be offering some kind of paid hosting in the iCloud service that is going to be coming this fall, so you don't have to move all of your stuff. I am hoping that this is the case. Very much hoping. I don't want to move everything. It'd be horrid. I've had this same location for the last 11 plus years. No. If I have to move, though, I will. Now, I guess there has been some light discussion out there. This is kind of a parenting slash news bit about Kellogg's and other cereal makers marketing themselves too much towards kids and the government worrying about our kids becoming too fat. Well, let parents parent. I don't think I've ever revealed what side of the aisle I'm on, and I don't really think this puts me on any side of the aisle. I just would like for them to make to take care of other things, like the debt ceiling crisis and all of that other garbage. That's what I elected you for, not to raise my kids. Toucan Sam, Trix Rabbit. Oh no, they're cartoon characters. I can kind of understand the logic behind Cool Joe Camel eventually dying out because he's a cartoon character marketing cigarettes, and for some reason America believes that cartoons are only for kids. But, and that's another topic I might get into some other time. Cartoons aren't only for kids. But Kellogg's and the other cereal brands, I just really wish they wouldn't be caving into this. I understand why they're doing it, so that the government doesn't step in and try to come up with something via the Food and Drug Administration. But I grew up with the Trix Rabbit. I don't think I'm obese. Maybe others will have ruder things to say about it and to me. I am broadcasting this actually with video on Ustream, but I don't think I look half bad. No, I'm not a muscle-bound mutant, but I'm also not eating Trix and Fruit Loops and all of those other cereals. And then not because I'm an adult or anything like that. I'm certainly not eating them for the fact that some cartoon character told me to back when I was growing up. I remember watching the Trix Rabbit triumphantly eating Trix a few times on television in his commercials. My kids are going to get denied that fun little meme, that piece of American commercial history, because the government's too worried that eating cereal is going to make kids fat? There are other problems that are doing that, people. How about rather than worrying about politicizing the debt ceiling, let's get some more jobs out there, some more incentives for jobs out there, and maybe figure out why inflation is impacting the food so much more than other things. I can't eat an iPad, but an iPad is still remarkably reasonable given the current economy. And my cheese prices keep going up. I like cheese. Oh, and look. I'm not fat. Huh. Yeah. Just get out of my kitchen, government. Borders is sadly closing its doors for good. I guess before they were going to do some kind of bankruptcy sale, and now they're just going to close up shop for good. Not much I can say there. I have Amazon to blame, probably for the most part, on that. But if technology wins this, well, they win it. I really don't think Barnes & Noble's going to go anywhere. They have a Nook, Kindle, competitor. Barnes & Noble also has the advantage of having brick-and-mortar stores. My mom is still rather afraid of going online to Amazon and buying anything. So, she's not going anywhere. She's going to still be reading. She might also be visiting the local library and not buying any books, but she's at least not going to be using a Kindle or a Nook or any of these other e-readers. So, there's still a place for paper books. Heck, I'm a very digital person. I like books. I like the feel. I like the weight. I like the page turning. I've enjoyed seeing some of the Kindle commercials saying, well, you get all of that with a Kindle, but you also get it much smaller and with less weight, etc., etc. Well, yes, Kindles are really cool. They're a really neat piece of technology, especially that paper ink screen. But I went with an iPad because my family can use many more features that an iPad offers over that of a Kindle. Yes, Kindles are now much cheaper. I think an eighth of the cost of an iPad, depending on what model of iPad you get and what model of Kindle you get. But I went iPad. I don't need another possible e-reader device, and I'd rather have my books anyway. My hard copy books. So I ranted about Netflix last week and signed up for a free month of Hulu. I did that by linking my Hulu to my Facebook account. So first you sign up for a week free trial, and then you link your, they have a promotion going right now, so you link your Facebook profile to your Hulu profile, and bam, you get another month free on top of that. So actually, I have 5 weeks. Not too bad, but I'm not too impressed either with Hulu so far. I have to keep working at it. They do have an iPad app. I believe they're working on an Android app, though I don't really want to watch a TV show on a tiny smartphone screen either. But they're working on it. We use our PlayStation 3 as our Hulu 2 TV device. And right now we're really only enjoying Switched at Birth, which is an ABC Family show. We have kids, so they stay awake or wake up or whatever else. And then we completely fail and forget to put in a VHS tape to record it, or set my computer to record it, or any multiple other things. And we manage to miss an episode here or there. So this might be something fun for the next few weeks while this show continues to air. I think it's one of those summer specials, so it'll end at the end of the summer. But it's not... I'm not sure if Hulu is a viable option for us to switch from Netflix. Which is unfortunate, because I would like to. It's now not surprising me why Netflix chose to raise their prices by 60%. They looked at the market, they looked at their competitors, and they realized they were still offering the superior product. We may be contacting our cable company, however, especially if we like Hulu enough to keep it, and either getting a nice hefty deal from the retentions department. Remember, people, when you call one of these companies that you have a long time service with, cell phone, cable, internet, ask to talk to the retentions department. Completely skip the regular sales rep. Don't even waste their time. Don't waste your time. Go to retentions. I went to retentions when I had to re-sign up for T-Mobile because they were killing my Sidekick. And I got a very sweet deal thanks to that fact. A deal that when I originally had just talked to a sales rep, I didn't get. I wasn't even being offered it. I was being offered the new person coming in off the street. And I wasn't getting to keep my services the way I had them on my Sidekick. Call your retentions. That's what I'm going to do with Mediacom and our cable. So we'll just have to wait and see. We've got a month before Netflix raises their price. We have a month now of Hulu. And we have a regular cable. So we will wait and see and demo. In other government commentary, the state of Minnesota, I think, is almost done being shut down. Might even be able to go buy a lottery ticket for, well, not tonight. Every once in a while I do the Powerball, but maybe for Saturday. And we're finally back in business. They're being stupid and just kind of kicking the can down the road of a little while, but maybe by that point they'll have a better political climate and not have a split government. House being controlled by one party, governor being controlled by the other. So we'll just have to wait and see. Now, what about that celebratory episode 10 free game? Once I sign off here, I will be likely tweeting and updating my Facebook page, fan page, for flameflash.net. What you guys will need to do if you want to participate is follow me. One of those two places. If you're not on Twitter and nor Facebook, well, I don't even know how you found me. Write me at podcast@flameflash.net and let me know. I'm really curious. But if you are on Twitter or Facebook, go to me, flameflash.net, flameflash on Twitter, flameflash.net on Facebook. I have a group fan page. And right on a wall on Facebook, say hello, and I'll be tweeting this and hopefully retweeted all over the place, too. This is for NBA Jam for the Xbox 360. Yay, I can actually hold it up for the Ustream guest that I have. Thank you, guest, for being here. But I'm FlameFlash on Twitter, FlameFlash.net on Facebook fan page. And what you'll need to do is at me or wall post me. I'll make it clearer on both locations. But retweet, wall post, and with the email notifications, I'll randomly choose in a week, announce it on the show, and hopefully get your address. I don't want addresses until I have a winner. You don't have to give me your real name, just somewhere to send it. And then, congratulations, you'll have a copy of NBA Jam. I love this game. It's a great game to play with your family. We just happen to not have Xbox Live anymore, so we can't play it online. But if you happen to stop by the PSN, I am FlameFlash, and we have picked up a copy for the PlayStation 3, since we were going to be giving away this copy. But I think that'll close us out. I'm FlameFlash of FlameFlash.net. You can find me on Twitter, as I've stressed, at FlameFlash. Write in! Podcast at FlameFlash.net. Or stop by on Facebook. FlameFlash.net has its fan page. And if you'd like to participate in the Episode 10 celebratory contest, well, that's where you can stop by. Always looking for little news tidbits or gaming tidbits. If you need family advice or commentary, that's what this is here for. Feel free to write in, and thank you for listening. This is FlameFlash, signing off.